Why do so many of us who want to become successful information product publishers struggle to get ahead, even though we know exactly what we have to do? That's the topic in today's edition of Information Product Publishers Podcast for December 5th. Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketerZone.com. Glad to have you with us today on another 12 to 15 minute podcast. Information product publishing is what we're going to be talking about. And today we're going to tackle an issue that everyone struggles with, and that's taking action. Now, folks, nothing happens without taking action. You've heard that many times before, but today we want to get to the root of that. We want to understand why that really is and how do you overcome this major issue that keeps 95% of those who want to get into business for themselves in the extremely lucrative market of information product publishing to sit and just dream but never take action. Now, your future building your own business is not dependent on one single success or failure. Let's make that point clear at first, because a lot of people get into a situation of paralysis where they just don't want to move ahead because they feel that they have to do their very first project and it has to be perfect when they release it. And that leads to most people not taking action. Now, let's look at things a little bit differently. Any business is built on a series of steps, a series of successes. And folks, believe it or not, those successes typically only come after failing. We learn from failure. By releasing a product, your first product out there, and not having stellar sales, but getting some feedback from your market, that will allow you to build an even better product in the future. I have to tell you this little story. When I first wrote my Ultimate Information Product Entrepreneur's Guidebook, I had in mind a traditional published book on the topic of innovation, and it was likely going to be innovation in business. So I had in mind going back through several case studies and looking at different companies and how they innovated. One of those chapters that I had outlined, and this is taking action, right? I took action by outlining each of the chapters in that proposed book. One of the chapters was on idea generation and on creativity, on developing new ideas and markets for business. Now, when I passed this book around to several insiders in marketing, in business, in sales, one of the things that came through, first of all, I have to tell you that I certainly did get some negative feedback. People questioned the idea, questioned the market, questioned my unique approach to doing it. So there was a fair amount of negative feedback, but I never once really took it that way, because my idea for floating this outline and passing it along to everyone was not to create a big groundswell of you're doing great or accolades. My purpose was to get some feedback that would help me turn this into a bestseller. And so what I got was a lot of feedback on one specific chapter that dealt with the creativity, the idea generation. And in fact, a number of the marketers who were moving into the online space pointed out exactly that this was what was missing in the very busy, very competitive market of internet marketing and online marketing. So in other words, there was an awful lot of material on telling you how to market, how to get traffic, how to get sales, how to convert sales, right? A lot of the marketing material that's out there, very little on how do you identify a very hot topic, a very hot niche market. And folks, this was well beyond the last couple of years, or well before the last couple of years when niche marketing took on a life of its own. So just to show you that taking action, getting some material out there, having a thick skin, and really having your purpose of getting the material out there to collect feedback and help you improve your product is a well-known product development technique that companies have been using for years. Now, when it comes to developing your own product, of course, you have to have that thick skin, and you have to be aware that there's a process that when you create your first product, you're not going to get it perfect, that what you're really trying to do is collect an energy and collect a lot of feedback around your product, start to brand yourself, and then continually improve that product until it becomes a bestseller. So if you take that mindset, I think it takes a lot of the fear, a lot of the procrastination, a lot of the concern that you're not going to succeed with your first product out of the picture, and allows you a lot more freedom to be able to generate products on demand. And so think of it that way. So let's just talk a little bit about what do you need to take action. Now, there are 5 points we're going to be able to talk about today on taking action. And each of these is equally important. Think about them in turn and try and improve your action-oriented mentality. And I can guarantee you, if you do one thing this next several months over learning new techniques, being able to take an action-oriented perspective towards your business is going to get you much further along. So the first thing is you need to have an extremely strong belief in what it is you're doing. And what do I mean by that? It means you have to believe in your market. You have to believe that your product is going to be sellable once you develop it. And this means that you need to de-risk your market. You need to convince yourself more than anyone that your product, your topic in information publishing speak, is going to be a sellable topic, is in demand. And in our product at infoproductcreator.com, we go through 40 different techniques to be able to find and de-risk markets. So you may want to reference that site over at hirertrustmarketing.com. We've got a whole lot of free articles you can take a look at over there that help you understand techniques for discovering hot niche markets and discovering the niche demand within those markets. And that becomes your topic for your information product. So take a look at those. Now, in addition to believing in your market and having extremely strong belief in your market, you also often need an extra belief in more than just making money. So can you help someone with this? Is this going to add value to the community? And this is kind of the teacher that is naturally in a lot of us that we want to be able to have come out. I know a lot of successful information product publishers, this is what really drives them, getting their message out, helping people in whatever field it is, whether it's you want to entertain them, whether you want to educate them, whether you want to explore a hobby with them, whatever the desire is, you need to have that higher mission. Now, the second thing that's important to taking action, the second factor, is a belief in yourself and the need to overcome the fear of failing. And we talked a little bit about that earlier on in the podcast. You can't be afraid of failure. In fact, you have to build in feedback and failure and constructive criticism into your business model and expect it. Once you get up every morning and you expect it, you know, just as important to me as seeing a sale coming into my inbox in the morning is seeing an email where someone has a suggestion or a comment on one of my products, and I build that into the marketing process. Ask for feedback at every stage of the sales process. It's very important, and before long, you start to understand that these people aren't criticizing you. They're talking about your product, right? They're talking, and often, if someone takes the time, let's face it, folks, these busy days, they take the time to give you a recommendation for your product. That's a pretty big indication that they believe in you, and they think that you could do better. So believe in yourself and overcome that fear of failure. Third factor that's important in taking action, you need a proven plan. Now, there are a number of plans out there. So this is really, in my mind, the easiest of the five. Find a plan that has worked in the past, a plan that will take you from A to Z in publishing your product. As I mentioned, it needs to work in the past, and it needs to fit your way of working. So there are many ways to succeed in information product publishing. You need to figure out the way that works for you, that is the best match for your type of, the way you like to work, the ethics you have, the type of business you want to create. You know, do you want to continue to write yourself and have other people market for you? Do you want to outsource a lot of your work? Do you want to build a big company? Do you want to stay small? There are all those questions you need to get straight in your head and understand if the plan that you're looking at will fit your way of working. Now, over at www.creating-infoproducts.com, we have a checklist, an info product publisher's checklist that comes along with the great interview we did with five experts on info product publishing that will help you with that A to Z plan. And I think that's a good one. It fits the way a lot of people work in this industry. Fourth factor critical to taking action, discipline. Any way you slice it, you're going to have to spend time. And what does that mean today? If you think about it, time means sacrifice. You know, so instead of watching your favorite TV program, you may take a half an hour out a day. That's going to be the time you give up. You might give up some extra sleep. You might get up a half an hour earlier. You might give up some short-term time with the people that are important to you in order to maximize that time in the future. It's all about sacrifice. And that's why it's so important to get something that you extremely strongly believe in so that you can justify taking some extra time out of the other things that you may enjoy in life right now to be able to get that product out there. Second aspect of discipline is you need to spend time on the most important tasks. It does you no good to go and spend time surfing the forums and surfing the internet for your half an hour that is so important each day. You need to be developing content. You need to be putting outlines together, writing sales letters, things that really matter. Once you get down to that, you'll start to see your productivity go way up. You'll also get things out in the field and start getting extra feedback. Very important. Third is that your business results will be like a roller coaster. They'll be up and down. Everyone experiences that, so your effort must be constant regardless of where you are in that roller coaster. And finally, the fifth important element to taking action is you can never stop. You may achieve one level of success. You may hit a full-time income. You need to plan for more. Think of it in terms of a ladder. You achieve step one on the ladder, but you're certainly not at the top. So the next step demands that you relook at your business. You set new goals. You set new techniques. You might need to emphasize a certain part, for example, branding. You might be able to achieve a certain level of success without a lot of personal branding at one level, but to take you really to the next level, you need to delve a lot more into publicity. You need to do more public events. You need to get out there, get your face be seen. Similarly, you might need to develop some higher-end products to be able to really take your business case to the next level. So each time you have a level of success, you need to plan for that next level and not get caught up in just delivering the first level. So hopefully that's helped you. That's five expert opinions of what you need to do to take more action. If you do one thing, as I mentioned this year, as an aspiring info product publisher, taking action will get you the most results. So with that, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks very much for joining us. It's Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com, InfoMarketerZone.com, and this has been the Information Product Publishers Podcast for the week of December 5th. We'll be right back.